Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible and from the Psalms, and today we're looking at Psalm 57 under the heading Persecuted but Praising. Here is Psalm 57. For the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, of David, a miktam, when he had fled from Saul into the cave. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me. For in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. Selah. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Verse 1. David fled for his life from King Saul into a cave, probably the cave that is mentioned in 1 Samuel chapter 22 or 24. But his refuge and shelter are under God's wings, like a chick under its mother hen. Verses 2 to 3. David knows God as his Saviour. He cries out to him. He trusts his purpose for him. God sends help from heaven to save him. He halts his enemies. God is full of love and faithfulness. Our hugest need is to be saved from our sins and God's holy eternal punishment on them. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life, John 3:16. Jesus also came from heaven to earth to save all who trust in him. Perfectly loving and faithful, he died on the cross, bearing your sins and their punishment. Now you must turn from your sins, cry to God for his mercy, and receive Jesus in your heart as your Lord. Verses 4 to 6. David faces violent men, deadly like lions and ravenous beasts. Their teeth and tongues are like spears, arrows and swords. They're cruel, deadly killers. How does David face being killed? By praying for God to be lifted up and for God's glory to be observed worldwide. He wants to live and serve God. But he is ready to die if he has to. Can you say that? But he knows they are out to catch and make him fall. But they are the ones who fall, not David. God is on his side. Verse 7a. Twice David tells God, my heart is steadfast. It is faithful and settled on God. Christ can make you steadfast. Verses 7b to 10. How does David now sing to God? First, with an awakened soul. He knows his Saviour God. Do you? Second, with tuneful musical instruments. Third, he sings and praises him among other nations and peoples. He wants the world to know about his God and Saviour. Do you? Fourth, he praises God's great and eternal love and his vast faithfulness. Verse 11. See how constant and faithful David has become, as God has worked in him. Again he prays for God to be lifted up, and for God's glory to be observed worldwide. Whether in fear of persecution and death, or contemplating God's great love and faithfulness, he praises God. God bless you.